We continue our learning of the Mishmas Davi b'Menachem Mishim Chaim Yaakov b'Vidchos Eliyahu. We're in Menachos Perakei Mishnah Beis. Kol haMenachos Niloshos b'Poshrin. All minchas are kneaded with lukewarm water. Now, lukewarm water is going to facilitate the chimutz process, and we know that we want to avoid the menachos becoming chametz. Most of them are matzah. So the Mishnah here says, umishamon, and therefore we have to guard them, they don't become chametz. Now, why would I go out of my way to put them, to mix them in lukewarm water? So now that will facilitate the chimutz. Don't I want to avoid that? So one explanation is that because it makes lukewarm water, is going to make a better mincha. It's going to be tastier. So therefore, yeah, we'll put it in lukewarm water. We want a nice mincha for the kohanim, for the mizbeach. At the same time, we have to be cautious it doesn't become chametz because it has to remain matzah. We add on the fact that although when it comes to matzah for Pesach, let's say, we don't do that. We don't use lukewarm water. And the reason why it's different than the Beis HaMikdash is because the Kohanim Azrizim, him, they're going to be very careful to make sure it does not become chametz. But either way, we want to make a better loaf, so we'll put lukewarm water, and we know the Kohanim will guard it. There's another halacha as well, and that is a reason why we put in lukewarm water, because of the mitzvah of shimur itself. You have that by matzah too. Ushmartem es hamatzos. Now it's true, we won't, because we're afraid we're not going to guard it properly, we won't have lukewarm water on it. But nonetheless, there is a mitzvah to guard the matzah. I mix it with flour and water, potentially become chametz. If it can't potentially become chametz, it can't be kosher for matzah. That's the idea of ushmartem. The same thing is true over here. There's the halacha of shimur. And since I know the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash will be extra cautious, so therefore I can go out of my way to create even a greater potential for chametz, and therefore the mitzvah of shimur, and therefore we mix it with lukewarm water. When there's lukewarm water, there's oil as well. How do we, when do we mix what? So according to some Rishonim, the mincha is mixed with water, with the lukewarm water, before you even put the oil in the flour. So that means that the oil is added to the dough and mixed with the dough and not with the flour. And they'll say, no, the oil was added and mixed with the flour first. And afterwards, lukewarm water was added and kneaded with the flour to make a dough. And now the Mishnah says, what happens if the shirayim become chametz? What are the shirayim? The shirayim is that which the kohanim are going to eat. The mechmitzu shirea over below sase. And if you allow the shirayim to become chametz, so you violate a lotase. And then the Mishnah quotes a pasuk, which is somewhat difficult. Shneamar, kol hamincha asher takruvu l'Hashem lo se'aseh chametz. Any mincha that you are offering to Hashem should not become chametz. Now that's speaking about the chometz, let's say, that which you offer on the mizbech, you put on the mizbech. Here the Mishnah just, right before the Mishnah said, if imhechmitzu shiareh, if the remainder that's going to be eaten by the Kohanim, not offered on the Mizbeach, you violate a lotase. So the Gemara explains that there are really two psukim. The pasuk that you violate a lotase, the source that if the shirayim become chametz, you violate a lotase, is the following pasuk. Vayikra vav, lo se'afeh chametz. So what we do is for the drush, we put the comma after word chelkam. Lo se'afeh chametz chelkam. What's chelkam? There, the kohanim's portion. That which they're going to be eating, the shirayim, the remainder. After you put the chometz and burn the chometz on the mizbeach, the shirayim are eaten by the kohanim when it comes to most menachos. So lo se'afeh chametz chelkam. You should not bake into chametz. They're chelek. That's the source that even the shirayim cannot become chametz. Where do I see a lotase that which I place on the mizbeach should not be chametz? That's where the Mishnah quotes. Shneamar, kol hamincha asher takrivu l'Hashem lo se'aseh chametz. That means I can't allow the mincha to become chametz even before the kmitza. We have another pasuk as well, it's not quoted here, but we say, ki chol so'or v'chol devash lo sak tiru mimenev shel Hashem. We can't have so'or, we can't have chametz, or devash, or fruit juices, are not brought as a carbon. So then the Mishnah says, v'chayavin alishasav alarichasav alafiyasav. And a person is going to be chayav for any one of these activities. Alisha, a person who's preparing a mincha that is chametz is going to get malkos if they intentionally put Seor, let's say, and cause it to become Chametz, and that would be true in any of these situations. Alishasa, during the kneading process, and that's where you add the water to the flour and start to mix it. Valarichasa, the arranging of it, which is where you shape the dough into loaves after the kneading process, after the lisha. Valafiasa, and for the baking. So these are the three, at each one of these, a person will be chayv malchus. For each and every one, possibility exists. Now, the pasuk that we quoted before was lo se'aseh chametz. So let's take that as that pasuk first. We said, kol ha-mincha asher takviu l'ashem lo se'aseh chametz. So that's referring to the mincha we mentioned. The Shirayim had its own pasuk. The pasuk quoted by the Mishnah is kol ha-mincha, and that means the whole mincha, even before you even put it on the Mizbeach, that was Kichol, Sor, V'chol, Devash, Lo, Sak, Tiru. But even before you do the Kemitza, the whole Mincha itself, not only the Shirayim, before the Kemitza, you can't make them Chametz. That's the Pasuk, Kol HaMincha. And now we have the Pasuk, Lo, Se'afeh, Chametz, don't bake it into Chametz. But we already have the Pasuk, Lo, Se'afeh, Chametz. So why do I need the pasuk lo se'aseh chametz if I have lo se'aseh chametz? Lo se'aseh chametz is a general prohibition on all of the whole mincha. Lo se'aseh is asher takviu lo se'aseh chametz. And yet the pasuk also says lo se'aseh chametz, don't bake it. So why do I need both of these pasukim? I should know that I can't bake it if I already know lo se'aseh, any aspect of the making of the mincha cannot be made as chametz. Well, so lo se'afeh chametz comes to tell us that each of the steps along the way, baking and even molding the bur, shaping the dough and lisho or kneading, a person would be chayv malchus for each and any one of those steps. And it makes no difference that these are several different steps towards the mincha. A person could potentially be chayv malchus for any one of these during any one of these processes. How do I know that? So that's what I learned from lo se'afeh chametz. Now you'll say, hold on, lo se'afeh chametz is just a step of pasuk. Don't bake it to as chametz. That doesn't tell me I can't knead it as chametz. It doesn't tell me on the aricha arrangement that I'll be chayv for each and every one of these steps. I'll be chayv a separate malchus for afia. So this is a general, this is a very important principle, one of the 13 principles of Rabbi Yishmael that we read, which are found in the Kabbanos. A kol davar shehaya b'chlal, v'yata min ha'chlal. So what does that mean? This is an example of, when it came to baking was already included in the klal, in the prohibition, the general rule of lo se'aseh chametz. So v'yata min ha'chlal, so why was it taken out of that klal, that general rule of lo se'aseh chametz, to tell me lo se'afeh chametz, don't bake chametz. So you know it was taken out? It wasn't taken out l'lamed al atzmo yatza, to teach you something specific about baking, but rather it was taking it out l'lamed al klal kulo yatza. It was taken out to teach you something about the whole general rule of preparing the mincha, and that is, baking is just a representative of any act that's needed in preparing the mincha, the kneading, and the molding, the shaping, and the baking. So we have a similar idea. We apply that principle as well to, let's say, Havara. How do I know that each of the melachos of Shabbos are a separate Aveira? Because the Torah says, Lo Svaru Eish B'chol Moshe Vosechem Yom HaShabbos, they wouldn't light a fire. Now the 39 melachos, we know through a tradition of that which was done to construct the Mishkan. So why did the Torah go out of its way to write a pasuk? Oh, don't ignite a fire. So that's not about a fire. We assume Havara L'chalek Yotzas, it was taken out to show you that each and every one of the melachos is a separate Aveira. You have a separate Chiv or Korban Chatos on each and every melacha. And that's done by taking out one of the examples as a representative of the rest. That is that rule, Kol Davar Sheyotza B'chlal, etc. So therefore, Lo Se'afeh is taken out of the general category of Lo Se'aseh Chametz to teach you that the afiyah, the baking, of course, but even the kneading and even the aricha, the shaping, are separate averos. Perakei, Mishnah, Gimel. Yesh Te'unos Shemen Ulevona. Shemen velo levona, levona velo shemen, lo shemen velo levona. We have different types of menachos. Some have require oil and frankincense, some oil without frankincense, some frankincense without oil, and some neither, lo shemen velo levona. And now the Mishnah lists, ve'elu tuno shemen ulevona. These are the karbanos that require shemen and levona. Minchas ha-soles. Now the minchas ha-soles is where someone takes the neti, is going to offer a mincha, doesn't specify what it is, then we assume it's going to be minchas hasolus. This is where you take solus is fine flour, it's an isaron, an asiris ha'efa that's used, is mixed with oil, and we add lavona as well. The komets we know is separated before it's baked. And then the lavona, you take the lavona off, and then we add the lavona to the komets and we burn it on the mizbeach, and that's the minchas asolus, that's the general type, and that's what Rav Tunru says, ha-misnadev minchas tam, I just say I want to bring a mincha, so that's what we do. Asolus and shemen, lavona, ubolola, uvekom, so you do the kamitza the way it is, before you even do the baking. So that is the first cat. That's the first that has shemen levona. Then v'hamachavas. We spoke about the regular frying pan. V'hamarcheshes. That's a deeper frying pan. These two have these menachos. They're baked, and then you do the kamitza. And these also have shemen and levona. V'hachalos v'rakikin. These are the two categories of the mincha ma'afei tanur discussed in Parshas Vayikra, which are baked. They're oven baked. But they're different. It has different forms. Chalos is the loaves. They're mixed with oil. Rikikin, we call them wafers, we smear them with oil. That's why they're a little bit different. But both are baked in an oven, mincha ma'afei tanur, not in a frying pan. Those both have shemen and levona. Minchas kohanim. The mincha of kohanim, which we know is completely burnt, nonetheless, on the mizbech, nonetheless, that has both shemen and levona. Then Uminchas Kohen Mashiach, the mincha of the Kohen Gadol, which is the Minchas Chavitim. We spent a lot of time on that. The daily Minchas Chavitim, which has also six loaves in the morning, six loaves in the afternoon. Maybe we split them and do 12 half to half of 12 and half of 12. Either way, that is also has shemen or levona. That's completely burnt. Uminchas Goyin, the mincha of non-Jews. How do I know a non-Jew can offer a carbon at all? Pasuk says in Vayikra Chav Beis, Ish mi beis Yisrael, umenager bi Yisrael, asher yakuv karbano, the double ish, comes to include non-Jews. That happens to be the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that a non-Jew can offer not only an ola, but even a mincha, can bring other karbanos. But Rabbi Akiva believes that a non-Jew, the Gemara says, on Daf Ayin Gimel, could only bring an ola and nothing else. And therefore, we follow the halacha is that the Rambam rules like Rabbi Akiva, a non-Jew can offer a carbon, not a mincha like our Mishnah says, but a carbon ola, yes. Uminchas nashim, minchas daso, minchas goyim will have both shemen and levona. Minchas nashim will have shemen and levona as well. Why does the Mishnah have to mention minchas nashim? Why would I think otherwise? It could be because some suggest, because we'll learn in Mishnah, hey, that a minchas nashim is different, that there's no tenufa, there's no waving. So maybe because there's no waving, I would have thought, and maybe we shouldn't have shemen and levona. Mishnah comes to tell us that it's the regular halacha shemen and levona. Uminchas haomer, and the mincha of the omer also, which is the barley offering brought on the 16th of Nisan, that also has shemen ulevona. It seems that the default is shemen and levona. Where is this learned from? We'll see exceptions to this rule. But many, most of the karbonos menachos we see have shemen and levona. This is based on the fact that in minchas solus, which was the first on the list, it says in Vayikra Beis, Pasuk Aleph, he uses the word nefesh. What does nefesh mean? A person, a minchas yachid, an individual's karbon means shemen levona. So the whole list here, person brings a karbon, generally speaking, it's an individual bringing a karbon, nefesh, the individual, and there it says shemen levona. So that applies to all menachos of the mincha of a yachid. We compare it to the minchas hasolos. But now, says the Mishnah, minchas nesachim, which is brought along with the shlamim, brought along with ola, we bring wine and mincha and a karma mincha, that flower offering is tuna shemen veni tuna levona. We speak about that it's bilulav shemen, but there is no mention of having levona. So therefore, that is there is no levona, but shemen there is. Lechem hapanim, so that's the only one that has shemen, not levona. Lechem apanim, which we know the 12 loaves on the shulchan, that's also a levona. That's also a mincha. Tarn levona vein tarn shemen. There's no oil there, but there is levona. Of course, levona is the shnei bazichim, those bowls, those spoonfuls of frankincense that are actually placed on the mizbeach and then placed on the shulchan and burnt on the mizbeach. The Torah never mentions the lechem apanim as a mincha, but the fact that the Mishnah puts it on this list of the menachos, we assume that it therefore has the status of a mincha also. It's flour, so it's also a flour offering. And then shtei halechem, so that lechem apanim has levona no shemen, and shtei halechem, minchas chote, minchas kenos, this last list of three, lo shemen, velo levona, has neither. The shtei halechem on shavuos, the minchas chote, which is the carbon mincha broad, the carbon ole v'yorei, in some mikdash, in the shavuos ha'edus, in shavuos bitoy, and tumas mishon sekal hashav, which you learn about sechel shavuos, all of which, where if you dal b'dal and very poor, you bring a mincha. That's a mincha. That's a sin offering. There is no shemen nor lavona, and there the Torah actually tells us that the minchas kenos, which is the mincha of the sota, also no shemen lavona, and the as we said, shtei lechem minchas chote and minchas kenos. When it comes to shtei alechem, the Torah doesn't mention shemen or levona, so we assume there is none. By minchas chote, it says, lo yosim alea shemen v'lo yitein alea levona, ki chatasi, it's a sin offering, so there shouldn't be any shemen or levona. That's in Vayikra Hei. And when it comes to the minchas sota, in Bamidbar Hei, which is Parshas Naso, of course, lo yitzok alav shemen v'lo yitein alav levona, ki minchas kena'osu. So there it tells you that. Now, the only one on the first list that was more of a communal offering, which may not parallel the minchas soles for shemen levona, was the minchas ha'omer. But that's okay, because the Torah says in Vayikra Beis, with respect to minchas ha'omer, v'nasat aleha shemen, v'samt aleha levona. So the, even though it's a communal offering, the Torah went out of its way to say shemen and levona, and therefore minchas ha'omer has shemen and levona.